The school, its character and location. The resolutions relating to educational work in Australasia called for securing a permanent site for the school and providing buildings and facilities to expedite the work. Perhaps the most far-reaching and controversial resolution was the one that read: Whereas, it is desirable that the Australasian Bible School be located away from the large cities, and in a place favourable to simplicity and economy, and where agricultural and manufacturing industries may be developed for the benefit of students, and of families having students in school, and whereas, a village settlement close to the school would be a desirable place of residence for ministers and canvassers, who must be separated from their families much of the time, and for many persons of various pursuits who wish to fit themselves or their children to be laborers for Christ, therefore, resolved, that we recommend the purchase of a site suitable for the purposes aforementioned. Not all workers present could envision a school in a rural location where agricultural and manufacturing industries would be developed and carried on for the benefit of the students. Australia was in the depths of a depression. Families were losing their homes because they could not meet the most modest mortgage payments. Thousands were out of work. How could the little band of workers in Australasia go into the country, secure a large tract of land, erect buildings, and start a school? On one occasion, a prominent member of the Melbourne Church, after listening to the proposal to establish an industrial school in a rural region, declared to W.C. White, "This plan of building such a school is not an Australian plan at all. The demand for having such a school is not an Australian demand. The idea of establishing a school at this time, when our cause is so young and weak, is not an Australian idea." DF 170, The Avondale School, WCW to FC Gilbert, December 22, 1921. Other resolutions gave strong support for the summer school about to open in Melbourne, and provided for the continued operation of the Australasian Bible School for another full term. Every evening during the session, evangelistic meetings continued through the fourth weekend. The meetings held in the large tent were well attended to the last Sunday night, January 28.